It's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm back again. And with me, back again, is my old friend. And he was kind of my protege, I guess.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Yeah.
Johnny Gettin. Welcome, Johnny.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we got talking, but we didn't have enough time to finish up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know if we get finished this up.
I don't
know.
This
could go five episodes.
I don't know if I have that much time. I may have to come back for that. But
we're talking about bowling and you taking over the bowling, knowing nothing about it. Kind of reminds me of like the radio station. I didn't know nothing about the radio station. You don't know nothing about bowling. What's up with us?
I don't know. Just take on these things without really contemplating it much, I guess.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're 50. What are you going to do when you turn 65? What are you going to do then?
Well,
going to take on something else?
I don't think I'd have it in me by then.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah.
Anyway, bowling. We're talking about bowling. And I just want this. Okay, I grew up in Calhoun.
Right? Yeah, not too much bowling going on over in Calhoun County, I wouldn't guess.
No, they like to throw big rocks.
Yes, exactly.
but that was it. Yeah. But I can remember being on vacation in the Ozarks, big family affair. Like there's like 20 of us. We all went down to the Ozarks. And I don't know how old I was, maybe 16. You know, never bowled before. I and my brother-in-law, who was, he had to be like 22 or something. We are going to break away from the crowd, break away from the group at all the camping spots that we were at. And we went into town and we're going to find something to do, either go-kart tracks or something.
Right.
And we went to the local bowling alley.
Yeah.
And we walked up and we go, hey, we'd like to bowl. I go, okay. I go, how much is it? Well, it's so much a game. All right. And you'll need some shoes. All right, you got size 14 extra wide. Luckily, they found the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Oh,
life.
Yeah.
I guess you don't steal them.
I guess that might be it. Yeah. But we would definitely have to blow the dust off the 14 and a half at the Tri-County Bowl if you come out and see us.
So we go there and we get a lane. It wasn't busy at all. It was in the evening, maybe about 7 o'clock. And we start bowling. We don't know how to bowl. We don't know how to keep score. We don't know anything, right? We're just bowling to see if we can make a strike.
Oh,
you make a strike. So we're back and forth. You know, we spend an hour and a half there, you know, and then we walk back up to the counter, turn in my shoes and our bowling balls, and say, what do I owe you? He goes, how many games you play? I have no idea. So that's what I do. That's my first experience bowling.
Exactly. Well, now you don't have to worry about that. You know, we put in new scoring system and stuff at the bowling alley, and I think we did an install on that. We talked a little bit about it. But, yeah, anymore, you don't even need to know. I don't know how to score a game of bowling still.
Yeah.
So the computer does it for you now.
Yeah, 300's a great. Many years ago, I sponsored a bowling team when it was next to the airport.
Yep.
And varsity club had a bowling team.
Yep.
And I bowled on the team. I was terrible. I think I had like maybe a 100 average or something.
Yeah. That sounds about like my average currently.
But back then, we would go there like every night of the week. We were there like on a Tuesday night. A Tuesday night, that place was packed.
Just massive amount of people. Yes. I mean, and it was every night. You know, league and league bowlers, it was a big deal.
It was
deal.
A big deal. It Why was it so deal? Big back then and
I,
not now?
I don't know. You know, people ask me that a lot as to why, I kind of say that like competitive bowlers, even, you know, now we just don't have a whole lot of competitive bowlers. You know, there's not a lot of, they're out there, there's just not a volume of them that would sustain a league right now.
You Brenda know, was bowling when she was 6 years old. Yeah. She went every Saturday to go to the bowling alley and bowl at 6 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it. You know, the league play started seeing a downturn, I would say, you know, maybe like 20 years ago or something. The league play started, and, you know, 20 years ago or 18 years ago or 15 years ago, you saw a decline in the amount of league bowlers, and it was about 10% every season. Mm-hmm. You would see about a 10% decline.
Did people just start getting busier or what?
You know, I really don't know.
Can we blame it on the phones? Can we blame it on
that is,
screens?
That is a good
TV?
Possibility.
You know, yes. It was so easy to watch. And back then, when the leagues were full, we only had four stations on TV. That's
all
we had to watch.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, there's so many things to do.
There's so many things to do now. We discussed before that, you know, I really think that, you know, there's areas in the country to where bowling has really kind of made a comeback with younger people, mm-hmm. you know.
We got high schoolers bowling.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Teams. I think they have good numbers here in Jerseyville for the high school teams. I don't know exactly how many bowlers there is total, but they have real good turnout, which is
so they come and practice at the
have their practices. I'm not sure if they're there every day, but typically every day.
You have a coach?
Yes, absolutely. And
does the coach gather them up and say, "Okay, fellas, here's what we're going to do."
He's got them. He's got them all ready to go. Yes. Actually, they do a lot of
I'm sure
there's a lot of technical drills things like that people don't think of that you have younger bowlers that they do a lot with technique and things like that. So
have you become a good bowler?
I have not rolled a bowling ball down a lane in 15 years, probably. Well, I take that back. When my mechanic is there and I got a bowl and I got one of my machines is down, he may yell at me from the back room, "Hey, check one down lane six." That's about all of and I got to put the bumpers
keep
up.
Keep it out of the gutters.
Yes, I got to put the bumpers up so I don't end up in the gutter, you know. No, I'm just not much of a bowler. And I think the last time that I did throw a few balls down the lane, I couldn't move the next day. My arm was so sore.
I think bowling has the opportunity to make a comeback. Actually.
I really do. And it's just an entertaining, fun thing
you
to
know,
do.
You know, the cool thing that I just thought about, you know, like when you came in, I was thinking, you know, you got couples. What? Any age, couples.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get together. What do? You get together, you go out to eat, or you go to a bar, you have some drinks, or, you know, but bowling would be so fun. You go to bowling?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing, it's for an evening out, and.
Because who cares if you win or lose?
It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's just entertaining. It's a good thing to do. It's just like you said, with couples getting together and trying to, you know, you're always looking for something to do. And the bowling thing is just, it's entertaining. There's stuff to do.
Do you have ladies' night bowling?
You know, no.
That could be a good idea.
That is a great idea. The
ladies' night.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
Then you'll pack in a bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies, bowl. In fact, we'll pay you to bowl.
Yes. Absolutely.
not just free. You will make money bowling.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, there's so many avenues and things that we can do out at the bowling alley currently to make it better.
Bowling for dollars.
There you go. Absolutely could do that. I think that while the league play has diminished over the past, you know, 15 years, it opens the door for what you're talking about with open bowl.
You know what?
I just, you know, how many times 20, 30 years ago.
You go to bowl. You couldn't bowl.
There's a full league. Full with leagues.
How could you get into bowling? You couldn't do it.
So, you know, you can't have a night out, couple's night out or anything.
Bowled it, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody's wanting to do that. But it's opened the door. The league play not being there has opened the door for this open play. And things are different, but it doesn't mean there's not bowlers out there, people that enjoy it. It really is entertaining, you know. Yes. So
it kind of reminds me a bit, because I'm not a golfer,
right?
But I did the golfing where you go. What do they call that? Where you have the different levels.
Right. The Topgolf situation.
Golf.
Yes.
Topgolf is a blast.
It's a blast. And you don't need to know how to golf have it be fun.
No. And you got the bar. Absolutely. And you got the food. And you don't have to move.
No.
You could just hang out.
Hang out. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
Topgolf chasing after them.
Topgolf was a spinoff of bowling.
Yes, exactly. It's the golfer's version of it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I see a comeback in bowling. I'm getting excited about bowling right now.
Me too. I gotta. it is entertaining. Like I said, I enjoy being around it. It's not something that, of course, I'm not doing it because I'm working. Yeah. So I don't necessarily have time. It's kind of like the guy that owns the golf course, you know. These guys don't even know how to play golf, you know. They're out mowing grass all day. So
exactly.
But no, it's always a joy to see. I always like seeing the young ones out there and stuff like that. And we do a lot of kids birthday parties and things like that. It's a great thing.
Kids probably love that.
There's plenty of space. They run around if they want to run around. And it's great for kids' birthday parties. And we do a lot of that, you know, especially through the winter months.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I can actually remember in recent years, our family, you know, would have one of the kids would do a birthday party out there, and you go out there. And it was fun. Kids loved it. So.
And we do a lot of that, and we do a lot of customization as far as like we have kind of set birthday package deal that you can do, mm-hmm. but we customize a lot of these parties anymore. Every group is so different, you know, that comes in, and we can really customize a party to your needs, you know. So, as far as like adding food, drink, and things like that to your lanes, we set up.
Would you jump out of a cake if we needed
to? I don't know if I'm going to do that. And I'm probably not going to be in any costume walking around shaking hands or anything.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Johnny Gettin. We got some serious talk here.
Oh, man.
It's got the bowling alley, Tri-County Bowl. Now you've done a lot of work to the bowling alley, to the bar, and you redid the bar and you got all those TVs in. It's a great sports bar, and you have all the games that people would have to pay for. You can go there and watch them, like the hockey games, some of the football games you can't get, like Thursday night football, Monday night football.
You've got
those games on.
Yep, we have our provider for. Dish Network, basically, and what Dish Network doesn't provide, we have subscriptions for, you know, FanDuel, and you know we have other alternative streaming services that provide games that
you
possibly,
got it all right. You can cover it all pretty much.
We can pretty much outside of NFL football. You know, we can pretty much we got a lot covered. You know
How many TVs? What do you got, like 20 TVs in the bar?
I would say there's probably that in the bar. Yeah, there's probably another 30 in the bowling alley. I think there's six in the Norby Slots gaming area, you know. So there's plenty of TVs if you want to sit somewhere and watch a game.
And you got a horseshoe bar, which is perfect. Yep,
it really doesn't fit a whole lot of people at it, but we try to keep that thing pretty full. But the big thing right now that we, you know, over the summer, I don't know if there's necessarily a great demand or need for outdoor seating, but I had just the greatest spot for it.
I thought you were going to say the greatest idea.
Well, no. My ideas are normally pretty stale. But,
that's a good idea.
The outdoor patio that we kind of put up, it started as something kind of small, and
building outdoor patios.
So. Yes, I guess. Yeah, exactly. I got some experience doing it up in
this
Carrollton.
This is cool. You showed me around the other day.
Yeah.
Got all these garage doors that open up. Well, it can be enclosed.
Yep. I would say, 50% of the whole area will be able, it's under roof. So,
right.
But I think it's like 35 by 35 area off the side of.
When the weather's open up the door. Doors.
And when it's bad,
close
the doors down and throw some heat in there. So we have the final phase of the project right now is the installation of the glass doors and the stationary glass and all the glass that fills those openings. And
do you allow bowling balls to come into there?
I don't know. We might want to keep those out. I don't know.
I can see. Hey, take a look at this bowling ball. Watch this.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But no, I the final phase is that glass, and we're anticipating it being here shortly. Like to have it up and have that. You have be able to
I
utilize
bet
that space
really
here.
Cheap.
There's other methods we could have used to shut that in, but
the glass doors are right.
I think it really really is an attractive structure. It really looks good. A lot of guys had a lot of hands in it, and a lot of work went into it, and I'm just really proud of how it turned out. I think it's going to be just a good addition to the community, really. You know, I mean, it just...
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
The concerning part, I guess, is, you know, that my building out there, it sits in the middle of...
Hurricane Alley?
Well, that too, yeah. But, man, the sun just beats you up out there, you know. So, it's possible we are looking into... you know, there may be times in the summer where we're planning on being able to shut the doors and air conditioning if need be. But hopefully,
are you going to have any entertainment in it?
Yes, for sure. We're looking at that right now. We've yet to really book any entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're at the mercy of when the glass arrives and the final phase of this project to be done. I don't want to get in a situation where I'm booking live entertainment or something and not be able to utilize that space for that time. But I have been out of the live entertainment business for a while. You know, it's been a long time since I've... booked any entertainment. You know, we did a lot of that up in Carrollton.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Evans got to start up there.
We did a lot of live entertainment there in Carrollton, and you know, really in the summertime, I think a lot of these guys are, you know, a lot of these bands are relatively busy and booked up through the summer months, but I think we'll be able to reach out.
Get some.
We'll get some guys there.
We'll get
some bookings. They keep pretty busy. I do know that. You know, so hopefully we'll be able to get some entertainment booked at least a couple times a month.
And when do you predict you'll open up that outdoor space?
We've been utilizing it a little bit here the last, you know, few weeks. You know, the weather's just been you know, we've been kind of been blessed here the last, you know, with some pretty decent weather. So, you know, it's, we haven't been fighting the cold here and, but really I'd like to be, I'd like to be putting the glass on the first week in December.
Hey, I want to mention this. I want the listeners to know this because, let's talk about your food. I mean, you've always been a food guy.
Right.
Your food is so reasonable. It's so good and so reasonable.
Well, I'm like, the biggest thing with the food is I always want to make sure that, you know, you're getting your money's worth. You know, that's the biggest thing. But, you know.
That burger and fries special, what do you call that? The bowling alley burger?
The bowling alley, yeah.
I mean, that name is really original.
Yeah, like exactly. Hey, keep it simple, stupid, you know. I gotta keep
serve that down at any other place in town.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy the food business. Is probably, you know, that's kind of my lane.
I know you love cooking.
And just always, you know, been in a commercial kitchen and basically, you know, spent my whole adult life in a commercial kitchen. And
you like those pork.
Pork fritters.
Pork fritters?
I don't. People say I did, but I think it was just kind of a. It was one of those things where how I got started doing it. I don't know if we have any time, but I think this is pretty interesting.
We got a couple minutes.
Okay. Basically, I was buying boneless pork loins and doing center cut chop special, cutting them myself.
Yeah.
And I had one end of this pork loin that I just didn't know what to do, and I started cutting it into strips for family and friends to buy, and next thing you know, I had customers coming in. I want some of those pork fritter things.
Yeah,
and then so
kind of like catfish fritters, good pork.
Yeah, just pork. Yeah,
pork fritters.
And John Miles, who you've had on your show, you know, he comes in and helps me cut in the morning.
Oh, does he?
There's certain times of year where we're probably selling 12 to 16 cases of boneless pork loin a week.
Oh my gosh. That is a lot. Cases?
What? Cases.
How many cases?
We're getting into the time where, it'd be 12 to 16 cases a week.
12 to 16 cases a week.
A week, yeah.
That's a lot of pork.
That's a lot of cutting. It's a lot of pork and a lot of work. That's what it is. But,
whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, but they're good.
It's good.
It's good stuff.
It's perfect.
And you invented it.
I don't know if I invented it.
I think you did invent it.
Hey, I'll claim it.
Yeah, because I think you did because you started doing it. I'm talking this like maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Oh, it's been longer than that. 25
years ago.
Yeah.
You started having pork fritters. Right. And now other places have.
Yeah.
Now, you got places in St. Louis have pork fritters. They didn't even know what a fritter was.
No.
Now they got pork fritters.
Yeah.
In Alton, I think. There's a few sports bars in Alton that have pork fritters. And some of them you say Johnny's pork fritters.
Well,
they,
you
they
can
leave
get the best ones.
Part off. They just say Johnny's pork fritters.
You can, but no, the best ones served right here in town.
Oh, yeah, get the originals.
Get the original from the original guys,
You know perfect. What? Maybe you should do like a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
guy,
no
like,
doubt.
You know,
no
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny G. Pork fritters. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
but your salads are good. Your burgers are good.
We keep the menu short and sweet. It's simple. You're not gonna come in and mull over the menu very long. You know, we keep the items that we're selling at a pretty much a minimum, and we want to do the items that we do very, very well. And the way to do that is keep our menu kind of short
and consistent.
And consistent.
Yeah.
Consistency in the food business is the key.
It is.
You know,
it is the key.
It is the, you know.
You got to be consistent. I used to say this to my kids' staff. Hey, we got to be consistent. I don't care if you make it bad, medium ogre, or good. Whatever, just be consistent. Don't make it good one day.
And then
terrible the other day.
Exactly. So, consistency in the food business is absolute must, and we work on it on a daily basis, you know. So, I got a lot of good help, and it makes it easy to do it.
Also, as listeners, you got to go down to Bowling Alley, check out the food, do some bowling, check out this guy's got it going on.
Buddy, I appreciate it.
doing a great job and a lot of fun.
It's always great talking to you. I don't never see you enough.
I know. And you can always tell a good story.
Yeah.
But don't mess up a good story with the facts.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, John, for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll see you out there.
All right, buddy.